You started listening to the others around you, and what they were thinking and the way they were behaving began to take precedence over anything that you innately knew. And that's a normal thing. We are not wanting. Esther sometimes thinks, how much should she explain to Kate and Luke and Laurel and Kevin, these lovely little grandchildren? How much does she want to tell them about Abraham? And we say, tell them everything about Abraham. Tell them that they are extensions of source energy too. And then Esther wonders, well, they can hear it easily. Kate already really understands it. They were riding in the back of the car. Kate was 5 then. And she said to her mother and to Esther, I wish Grandma didn't have to be Abraham. And what she meant by that was Grandma's always gone off somewhere being Abraham. I wish Grandma could stay here and play with me, which is really a fun thing to do. And Tracy and Esther laughed because it is clear that Kate has a clear picture of what's going on. She clearly knows the difference. She can feel the vibrational integrity of that which is Abraham, and she can feel the continuity of that which is Esther. She knows that there is a vibrational difference. We want there to not be a vibrational difference. We want you all to get so tuned in to who you really are that you don't have to have a seminar where you say, here is someone unique who has learned to train her vibration into vibrational alignment with broader perspective. We want you all to be doing that. We want you to be the joyful leading edge beings that you are, yes, here in your physical bodies, right where you plan to be, but we want you to be allowing, not disallowing, allowing, not resisting. We want you to be allowing the fullness of who you are in every moment so that you can be that uplifter that you were born to be. Helpful?
Very. Now, my other question. I am aware that I have this physical body, and I operate through it, and yet I heard the things as a child growing up, oh, look at that, you have the Davis feet, you're going to have bunions, you're going to have this. So my question is, okay, so I obviously accepted that because I have the Davis feet. And my question is to, I know on an intellectual level and an intuitive level that, yes, I have the ability to change that. Maybe if there's just some kind of an exercise.
Well, here's a good way to approach this. So there are a lot of people that notice physical characteristic similarities. And especially examples like that, where there are just things that you acknowledge run in your family. And so when we talk about how you are the creator of your experience, and you know that you weren't thinking about that, or you say, I didn't want that, and even though we explain that sometimes even when you're talking about what you do want, using words that sound light and fluffy, that you're really beating the drum of what you don't want, and we understand that you all understand what we mean by that. You can talk about money and activate the end of the stick that says have plenty, or you can activate the end of the stick that says not enough. And even though you're still using the same word, and maybe even with a smile on your face, you could be offering a vibration that's disallowing it rather than allowing it. And it's sort of hard to tell the difference until you become good at recognizing what your solar plexus, what your emotions are telling you. But having said all of that, we want to take this to a new level of understanding, because in the same way that you can be a little one moving around your physical environment and hear your mother's statements about things and giving her worldview about this, that, and the other, until you hear it enough and observe what she's talking about enough, until you begin to see the factual evidence that match the words that she's offering, until it becomes your worldview too. In other words, you learn your beliefs from what you observe and from those around you. We say, and we say it often, that whatever you give your attention to actualizes around you. And so the idea that I should be truthful about what I give my attention to doesn't serve you very well, because there are a whole lot of things that are true, meaning somebody's focused upon them long enough that law of attraction actualized around them and made them a reality. But just because they're true doesn't mean that you should or that you're obligated to focus upon them and make them your reality too. And yet a lot of people do that. They focus upon things. Even Esther, on occasion, even today, with all that she's learned from us, will say, but it's true. And we always say to her, it may be true, but is it something you want to keep coming into your experience?